Coming up on today's podcast, did China create the COVID virus, or is that completely the wrong question to ask? We'll talk about it right now.
This is The Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
The Chinese are engaged in a full-court blitzkrieg of stealing American technology, trying to influence our political system, trying to steal secrets at our research universities and so forth.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. Thanks for watching the podcast. I wanted to talk about the COVID virus and the origins thereof. The reason is a lot of people have been blaming the Chinese government for creating the COVID virus in a lab. Now, we still don't know if that's true or not, but one thing we do know is true, and that is that China weaponized the COVID virus in order to infect the entire world. Now, to talk about that, I want to bring in one of the absolute experts on China and their global ambitions. His name is General Robert Spalding III. He's a former Brigadier General from the Air Force, and he has a recent book out called Stealth War: How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. As we've been talking about China and their long-term goals. We've done a lot of stories about this with the Belt and Road Project, with the Thousand Talents Program, and more. And so I wanted to talk about some of those things today with General Spalding. Thank you for being on the show with us, General.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So can you just tell me, give me an overview of the content of the book, first of all?
Well, it's really kind of a background and summary of the national security strategy and kind of the conditions that we saw in the world and why we thought that we need to focus again on democratic principles and free trade. It describes the way that China uses globalization and the internet to undermine democratic systems, how it undermines the global financial system and the global trading system and international institutions, and how it infiltrates our domestic civil society and corporate sectors, Wall Street. I mean, really, every aspect of a democratic society there. They have created challenges to continue prosperity and freedom in our country. And so the book really describes that. It doesn't go into detail because it would be volumes of work that to get everything. So what it does is try to get the reader acquainted with what the Chinese strategy is and how the Chinese Communist Party executes that strategy, and really how, when we think of national security today, we think in terms of bombs and bullets, tanks and ships and planes, but it really tries to walk the reader to a different understanding of national security, really how economics and finance and trade and information all work together to instead of promoting democratic principles in the world, it's promoting totalitarianism. Some of our own technologies and business models actually support the efforts that the Chinese Communist Party undertakes in the world, and those of Russia and North Korea and Iran. So it's a real primer on how to think about protecting the nation in a globalized world.
So you're talking about that China has essentially been full court press when it comes to espionage of all kinds, whether it's industrial espionage, whether it's military espionage, whether it's information war, AI, all of those things together. They're taking kind of a holistic approach to trying to take over the world, I guess is the best way to put it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and it's not that they want to change the structure of the world order. So they're not trying to get rid of the UN or the WTO or the World Health Organization or the World Bank or the IMF. What they're trying to do is basically influence those institutions to promote their interests over all others. And the way they do that is by incentivizing the people that work in those institutions rather than attempting to support the institutions themselves. So in essence, while we support, for example, the World Health Organization with hundreds of millions of dollars per year in funding, they use other means to subvert the operation of the World Health Organization in ways that promote its own interests. And so they spend far less at the World Health Organization, but wield much more influence by going directly to the people that control the organization.
So explain to me the Thousand Talents program and how that fits into their overall goals.
So what the Chinese Communist Party needs to continue to stay in power is legitimacy with the Chinese people. And the way they attain that legitimacy is through a social contract whereby they provide a growing economy, consistently growing economy to the Chinese people for jobs. And essentially the Chinese people agree in that social contract to be subjects of the Chinese Communist Party. So they basically give up all freedoms as a right to have these jobs. And so what the Chinese Communist Party does is then turn around and mines technology, talent, innovation, and capital from free societies in order to be predatory or parasitic on those societies to enable this continued economic growth. And one of the key things that they need of those four things, technology, talent, innovation, and capital, is talent. And the way that they get talent is rather than, they do have a university system, but really they rely on talent coming from free societies, primarily the United States, but other democracies as well. And they seek out the smartest or most accomplished people in their field, depending on what area they're looking to have access to. And then they just pay them enormous sums of money to come to China to bring that knowledge to China. Part of the problem that this entails is many of these people receive funding from their own governments to do research on sometimes very sensitive things. So recently, the head of the chemistry department, who was doing sensitive research for the Department of Defense, also was a member of the Thousand Talents program and earning, I think, somewhere around $50,000 per month.
We're here today to announce three separate cases highlighting the ongoing threat posed by Chinese economic espionage and research theft in the United States. First, the arrest today of a Harvard University professor for lying about his participation in a Chinese foreign recruitment program. Second, this morning we have unsealed a separate indictment of a Chinese national working as a scientific researcher at Boston University who failed to mention on her visa application that she is also a lieutenant with the People's Liberation Army. Finally, this office has indicted another Chinese national for trying to smuggle vials of biological material out of the United States to China and lying about it to federal investigators. That defendant, whose entry to the United States had been sponsored by Harvard University, was a cancer researcher at a lab at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. So, this morning, science, biomedical research. This is not an accident or a coincidence. This is a small sample of China's ongoing campaign to siphon off American technology and know-how for Chinese gain.
Recently, Attorney General Barr referred... No country poses a greater or more severe and long-term threat to our national security and economic prosperity than China. China's communist government's goal, simply put, is to replace the United States as the world's leading superpower, and they're breaking the law to get there. Massachusetts is a target-rich environment with world-class academic institutions, research facilities, hospitals, clear defense contractors, and startups. And each and every one of them are in danger of having their research, development, and investments stolen right out from under them. The ruling Communist Party of the People's Republic of China wants what we have.
Plus, he had a nice lab in China to basically take some of the same research and do it for the People's Liberation Army. So this has been going on to the tune of tens of thousands of these talent program members. And the Department of Justice and the FBI has now started to crack down on it. And I would imagine that other nations around the world will begin to as well, because essentially this is how China can maintain a totalitarian, you know, IT-based authoritarian system, while at the same time having access to the smartest minds on the planet.
So I'm going to end it right there for today, because there's a lot more to this episode or a lot more to this interview that I want you to hear. The big point here to take away is that the COVID virus is just a symptom. It's just a small piece of a much larger problem. And that much larger problem is the constant espionage by the Chinese government, whether it's commercial, industrial, health-wise, whether it's meddling with our elections. China is doing absolutely everything it can to ruin the United States of America, which we're their largest trading partner. But they have a plan, and we are exposing that plan on this and the next episode of The Hot Zone. So stay tuned.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.